good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the brand conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Hope your Wednesday is treating you well and that your day started off on a good note. Now, you know, the brand conversation is where we keep you empowered. And of course, as you heard, my conversation with Dwight is that we're going to be addressing leadership weaknesses. Now, today is not a day to attack anybody. It's really about self-awareness. Like I was telling Dwight, that this is a conversation for those entering into a leadership position, those that have been in ones for a long time, and also those that are, you know, started their own companies and so on. So today is all about looking at these leadership weaknesses, identifying them, and also looking at how to fix them. So if you're just joining in, let's talk about leadership weaknesses. What do you think are the most common mistakes when it comes to leadership weaknesses? What are the common things? What are the effects of weakness in a leader? So let's have that conversation. The line is open, and that is on 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. Because let's admit it, ladies and gentlemen, leadership isn't easy. It's not easy at all. Because not everyone was really built to be a boss, right? And to be a good one, it requires constant reflection, self-evaluation, to ensure that you're serving your team and, of course, yourself well. So I see somebody's already joining us on the line. Let's take this one. Oh, okay. 083-288-401. Eagle FM, good afternoon to you.
Fine, how are you, Miss?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. The weaknesses of a leader.
Yes, yes. What do you think are the most common signs of a weak leader?
Selfishness.
Selfishness. Okay. In terms of what?
Let's just say the clothes they wear, the things they own. Let me make an example. Like, yeah. I don't want to mention names.
That's okay. Just give us an example with no names.
let's say I'm a president, right?
Mm.
And I have a Mercedes-Benz, a black Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
And somewhere in my own country, there are hungry kids, or I have a suit, a very expensive suit. I can decide to wear, you know, like normal clothes.
Yeah.
But let's say a cheap clothes with, you know, a positive message on them.
Okay.
Like, you know, instead of wearing a $10,000 suit.
Okay.
I can wear a shirt written, you know, something material, even if it's cheap, you know.
Okay.
Positive on it. And that suit that costs $10,000, I can maybe use that 10,000 to help out other people. So I think the things we use, like, okay, selfishness now.
Okay.
I'd rather sacrifice my own well-being for my people, but then still maintain that positive image.
So do you think that just for me to understand what you're saying is that somebody who is like too materialistic, so when they come in front of, you know, I'm thinking of it like it's like when you are eating KFC in the taxi. It's like you don't know who is next to you that is, you know, suffering, and you're just eating by yourself. Is that basically what you're talking about?
I did experience it once. I was coming from Windhoek, coming to the north.
Yeah.
That's in the bus.
Yeah.
And I was eating something.
Yeah.
And then this child was sitting in front of me, was just The child was just looking
staring
at me.
Staring at you.
Yeah, I have to give, you know, it's just like.
Maybe yes. Also,
or even if the parent says, I know we have our own food, that at least I extended the hand.
Yes.
You know, because I've seen this a lot of times. One person having 10 security guards, I mean bodyguards, and they say it's a protection, but then from what? Like, your own people, what are you afraid of? What are you hiding?
Okay.
But, yeah, okay. Materialistic.
Okay. Yeah. So now for us to look at the solution part, how does one, how would you say that this person, this type of leader can overcome this? What advice would you give to someone like that listening right now?
Since our leaders have advised us already, I'll advise the advisors to advise the president. So, yeah.
Okay, I understand. Go ahead.
I would advise the advisors to see where they come from, the kind of people they have.
Okay.
To encourage the leaders that you should at least, you know, because this is, there's a lot of speculation on this kind of image you are having.
Okay.
Balance your image and at least, man, you know.
So that you can be equal to the people that you are serving, almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
You must also quit. At least show. I once saw President Pohamba. Yeah, Tatiguru Pohamba, my father. I saw him one walking in a field like.
Yeah,
it's like,
and that made you feel good.
Yeah, I felt good because you can see the man. He shows that he has courage to that extent and go that. Yeah.
Okay, I get it. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. 083-288-401. We are talking about identifying leadership weaknesses and turning them into strengths. Like I said, leadership isn't easy, you know, and to be a good one, it takes reflection, self-evaluation. And that's because, you know, there are many, you know, there are as many management and leadership theories in the world as there are theorists, right? But it's fair to say that most workers instinctively look to someone who guides rather than bosses, right? And to someone who provides a clear embodiment of the company's mission and values, or a country's mission and values. So if you allow your leadership to be guided by these principles that we're going to be discussing today, then you are well on the way to greatness. Because like I've learned so many times that no one is perfect. There's always room for improvement. So I'd like to hear from you in terms of what do you think are common leadership weaknesses and how would you fix them? I think we can start looking at some together and then you can tell me what your thoughts are. One of the first ones I noted down is a lack of trust in your employees. You know, new leaders often either micromanage employees or they take on more tasks than they can handle, all because they don't trust their teams to perform as well as they do. And this happens when leaders mistake their role and instead serve as taskmasters or managers in an effort to ensure that things get done. The other one I noted down is stagnancy. What I mean by stagnancy is all leaders eventually face the danger of getting stuck in their ways, right? Like I was telling Dwight that this is a conversation for new leaders and leaders that have been in these positions for a long time. And one of those things, especially those that have been in these positions for a long time, is that all leaders eventually face the danger of getting stuck in their ways, right? And the current way of doing things may be working, but it's important to not let yourself or your team grows stagnant, right? They say the biggest threat to a successful business is becoming static and losing a desire for innovation. The other one is that I noted down is needing to be liked. Now, this is quite a weakness because leaders are people first, right? And of course, it's natural that they want to be liked. But the need to be in everyone's good favor, it can sometimes cloud solid business judgment, right? And a common mistake with new managers and new business owners is that they make decisions that are popular, which are often probably not the best decision for the business. So leaders need to sometimes make unpopular decisions because that comes with the territory, you know? You can't stress over being someone's friend before being their boss. The other one I also noted down is hypocrisy, but let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Oh, hypocrisy. Morning.
Yeah. Yes, good afternoon, my uncle. How are we?
It's a very good topic, but within your 1 hour now, I don't know how we can...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so stagnation. Stagnation sometimes comes as a result of resistance to change. Yeah, so sometimes, you know, that way they have to see all practical reasons. All businesses, agents, all over the world, every one of us. So must fulfill their, whether it's your individual, organizational, or societal mission. And those leaders that are there, they are there actually to inspire and motivate us to do this, to fulfill this God's responsibility in our role. And I understand that everything seems to be done in a corporate system. So, but I'm talking about creating cooperative system for the situation to work very well. So, and I understand also you mentioned it more as the last point that some of these decisions, just like you say, so some of our, you know, you remember our advertisement? That where you say you are going to do it on the Namibian way. And some of the decisions might fringe, you know. So the popular decision is also to motivate people, at least just to inspire them in a positive manner, to not to resist and embrace the change. Because that's where people have that fear. So that's why sometimes they quit this way. And I don't blame anybody that. So leadership is very, very, very important. It's not that you should be liked. You know, I like that part because when you are being criticized, at least constructively, not so negative that people then lose. You understand? You can also be discouraged. So at least you become more stronger. And I always see, I don't want to equate this contemporary leadership, and you know, when you see this type of leadership that we have now here. That's why you have that platform. You are able to explain it. You are going to motivate and inspire a lot of young ones. So now, when you see the leadership bringing that kind of a vision, which we do not seem to support, those values, the vision, how are you going to fulfill the certain problem, our aspiration? So we will not do because many of the time, we are, like I said, we are much crowded by negativity. And that is going to defeat our purpose. Even the leadership position that is there, are we going to support, let's say, Ben Hydrogen? What is it that you have? There's so many opportunities. Is it perhaps the negative thought that we try to impress much rather than creating hope and that kind of aspiration? I don't think so. I don't think. So we need to make sure that you, young ones, as you are inspiring us, can you imagine, look at how you are telling us, leading globally. How do you lead? How do you create synergy for our people to, you know? So let me end up there, man.
Thank you so much,
all I'm saying is that it's a very powerful selection, and let's inspire those who seem not to have some kind of a vision. Maybe they are dying. Their light is, they don't see light at the end of the tunnel. How are we going to inspire them? How are we going to motivate them? Are we just going to leave them on the west side? And when this inter, integration of these economies and things like that. Because if you cannot read as an individual business firm or country, or the society, if you cannot understand the new rules of doing business in the world of economy this time and global village, you are going to be left out. And other people who are coming from Zimbabwe and others, they will see you there down, just playing cards. Playing cards or dice or whatever you do. Good. What it is.
Thank you so much, Ankubona. I appreciate it. All right, you're more than welcome to join in. We are here to talk about, in your experience, what do you think are some common signs of weakness in a leader, and how do we overcome those and turn them into strengths? The other one I picked up is hypocrisy. Maybe you can also tell me what you think. It's how can I even describe this? Let's say the I do what I say, not what I do mentality. That can be very toxic to a work environment, right? Because as a leader, you set an example for your team. So if you want your employees to respect and listen to you, that's of course where you must follow your own rules, right? Because you can't hold your staff accountable if you aren't willing to work just as hard. And leaders often want to create a certain type of environment, but don't want to actually participate in the culture that they are determined to create. Eagle FM?
Yes. Good afternoon, Madam Sally.
Yes, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
That's good. Who are we speaking to?
It's Happy One Time from Obishwe.
Wonderful. Welcome. So what are your thoughts on our show today?
I think about poor leadership skills.
Yes.
And for me, when we talk about, first of all, leadership is the most important thing that we need in the aspect of life. You can be a head of the house, you need to be a leader. You can be driving a taxi, you need to be a leader. You can be, owning a kindergarten, you need to be a leader. You can now, but in broad terms, we are referring maybe to CEOs, managers, and business owners. As for me, don't worry about the wind, eh? I'm a passenger.
Okay.
Someone's driving.
Okay, good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, what happened is that, as for me, I define a poor leader who lacks vision and strategy. A weak leader have a habit of not thinking beyond the situation of the day.
Okay.
So they don't have a vision. So it's like if something is broken, they don't seem to fix it. You understand?
Okay.
Okay. Also, poor leadership. It's like those leaders who don't have poor communication. It's very difficult for you to be a good leader if you don't communicate with your people. And also, the communication should be descending, or the channel of communication. There are leaders who believe that the channel of communication should just be from superiors to subordinates.
Okay.
Vice versa, from subordinates to superior. You see, then you can be a good leader. Poor leadership is also like they isolate themselves. They are more into like they just want to be. They don't want to be associated with like maybe ordinary employees. They just want
the ones on the floor now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you are a manager, you just want to be there in your office, and that's poor leadership, because you should connect with your people. And also, if you are a poor leader, you are sometimes failing to develop others.
Yeah.
So you a weak leader, they just focus on getting the job done instead of uplifting others also.
Mm.
Like maybe, let me say, in a workshop, like a mechanic companies, like those ones that own garage.
Yeah.
They are more like maybe they are fixing an engine and this guy is asking, so how do you tell now this thing is a problem and how do I identify this problem? Then you say, no, I say just put the oil seal there and then it's done. That one's a poor leader. And just to conclude, maybe the poor leaders leadership, like this one has to do with autocratic leaders. Of which, as for me, autocratic leaders, I think they are good and bad sometimes. Let me say, you said an example of Paul Kagame. Uganda to Rwanda.
Yes.
And also thereby Uganda. And then, you know, if you check the two leaders, both of them, they are autocratic leaders. And autocratic leaders is someone who doesn't really consider other people's opinion. They just believe that whatever they think is the right thing.
Yeah.
And autocratic leaders, if you compare the two, Uganda and Rwanda, you can see that Kagame.
Interesting example.
Yeah, I'm saying that. You can see that everyone is talking about Kagame. It's good countries. You see how they picked up from that civil war.
Yeah.
The Hutu. But if you check in Uganda, the people are suffering. You see, like Bobby Wine, you know, what he's doing to the people and he's torturing the people. So both of them, they are autocratic leaders, of which it's not good. So such leaders, they sometimes resist to improve something, you understand? And to sum up, it's for me, it's actually lack of interest in inspiring others. Because if you are a good leader, you'll have to have two characters. You need to be autocratic and you need to be open, you know, so that you can also inspire others. So otherwise, I could give more because this is my trade actually. So this is what I've learned, but, I would say, let me just keep it here that, but for you to be a good leader, you need to desist from all these, characters that I give. And, if you want to know that you are a good leader, so let me say you own a company. People should love it when they are going to work, and they should be self-driven. The company's performance should go up. You should have, like maybe people that are coming in and the company, like if there's good leadership there by Eagle FM. So we won't be, you'll be knowing this month we are getting a new presenter. You see, the more we get those things, then we know leadership there is somehow. You understand? But
let me just hear you.
Otherwise,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right. It is almost half past nine. My word. Let's take a quick commercial break. I will be back to give you more of the brand conversation.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hetero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, for global parts, tunova ungure ova puike, ovo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudha ko Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Weather ko omana omanene shimu na omaile no top run. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith, mo southern industrial area. Po global parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, novitenda vyo vitore. Global parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Olio mnangeshefa, nawahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station awayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahitatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahitatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 12:30 on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. This is the brand conversation, and today we are looking at identifying leadership weaknesses and how to fix them. So what do you think is the impact of weakness in leadership? What causes weakness in a leadership? What are the signs of weakness in that? And how do we overcome it? You know, when a leader demonstrates a poor work ethic, you know, a lack of motivation or a lack of trust in their teams, it can lead to a disorganized workplace. And these type of traits are also considered leadership weaknesses, especially if a team leader fails to acknowledge and work on improving your weakness. So if as a leader, you feel you might have some of these leadership weaknesses, I hope that today we'll be able to add some value to your life by giving you strategies that you can use to help you improve and build strengths from your weakness. So today we are exploring what they are and how you can take, steps to improve and turn them into strengths. So let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM.
Hello, sorry.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are we doing?
Cool. How are we doing?
I'm all right. And who are we speaking to?
KK.
KK, welcome.
Yeah.
So we are talking about, identifying leadership weaknesses. What would you say are the signs of weakness in a leader? What are some of the things you have picked up?
Okay. You must assist me when I'm my English is not.
It's okay. English is not our mother. Continue.
But leadership starts with heart.
Okay.
You must have a strong heart if you are in leadership. Because if you are, you have a weak heart, then you see your people are trying.
If you have a weak heart, then they will take long if I...
No, just or... even by criticism.
Okay.
You can start crying, no, how can that person criticize me? You must have a strong heart. So that even somebody is trying to go against you, you must be able to handle that situation. And you must also be responsible. You must always give good example. You cannot be a drunkard while you are a leader. You cannot be a leader and you are a drunkard at the same time. Or maybe you, for example, you are leading a company and you always be absent at work. That means your leadership is very poor. Because the way people are going to take the example of yours, it's not going to be working for the company.
I hear you.
You must be always a good example to everybody who is behind you.
Okay.
And you must always be a solution giver.
Okay. So you must be a solution-based thinker that, because I know what you're saying. There are some people, that I've met that, they just focus on what is wrong. And by the end of the conversation, there was no solution created.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm. You cannot be a leader. And, when you see there's a dispute, between,
employees
and
the colleagues.
And, at the same time, you are the one who is going to be also involved in the dispute and the solution, and people will think, oh, how can a leader be part of the dispute?
The problem.
Problem.
Yeah,
you must always be a giver. If you see people are disputing, then you must be, for you, it's just to come and say, no, that one cannot work like that. It must work like that. Everybody must follow that.
I see what you're saying.
Very true.
That's
good. Because if you are weak,
people will walk all over you, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. You cannot allow such a thing to happen.
Yeah.
If you are allowing things to go, things start by, by thinking like, no, they just a simple thing. Let them do that.
Yeah, I hear you.
The way you are letting things start by saying it's simple, that's where the problem starts.
Yeah.
You must always learn to stop things while they are at the beginning.
I see what you're saying. Instead of letting things carry.
And you cannot be a leader and you don't listen to both sides. You must always learn to listen from both sides. You cannot just say, oh, because this is a leader that has a favoritism. It's not a leader.
I see what you're saying.
Cannot, Leader, you must always learn to listen from both sides and see what solution you can give.
Very true. Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, KK. Always nice hearing from you.
Okay. Thank you very
All
much.
Right.
All right.
Great. I am very grateful for everyone's contributions today because identifying this is very important. It's all about growing, right? It's all about becoming better. For those that are just joining in, leadership weaknesses are traits that a leader may have that can result in negative actions and maybe relationships at work. You know, traits like micromanaging, inconsistency, a lack of awareness, and other similar qualities can be attributed to weaknesses in leadership. You know, several leadership weaknesses can also relate to specific skill sets, while other weaknesses might relate to a leadership style. So traits like a lack of trust in your team, for example, you know, that can really, or even being overcritical of their teams, that can be considered a leadership weakness. In addition, you know, things like, I know one of you mentioned separating or standing apart from your team, you know, being overly critical, acting without integrity, you know, failing to set clear expectations, failing to set clear goals or objectives, you know, providing ineffective feedback. So yes, while having a weakness in a leadership skill may not be a positive idea, it can lead to recognition, and it's all about building a path to improvement. I liked what the other gentleman spoke about, how they some leaders separate or they stand apart from their team. You know, appearing to stand apart from your team in a way that places you above them, that can make you come across as arrogant and unconcerned for your team's needs. Because employees oftentimes like to know that their leaders are on their side, right? That they care and that they value the work of their teams. So separating yourself from your team, like the gentleman said, in this way, that can run the risk of, you know, employee distress, maybe a lack of trust in you as their leader, and it can definitely impact your relationship with your peers and your subordinates. The other one is even being overly critical, right? Leaders who are overly critical of their teams, they may always find some aspect of an employee's performance or their productivity or other quality that constantly needs criticism. And you know what can happen with this is that it can lead to, you know, employee burnout, maybe disrespect for managers, a lack of motivation for achieving the common goals. So leaders who use constant criticism may feel that they are offering constructive feedback. However, constant criticism can be negative, and it can risk employees, you know, feeling better off in a different place. The part where I was touching about failing to set clear expectations, you know, that is also considered a leadership weakness, because failure to set clear expectations of tasks that need to be completed, you know, behavior in the workplace or setting clear boundaries, that can lead to a misunderstanding of what employees are expected to be doing. So with no clear way to tell if they are meeting objectives, they can become less motivated and less productive. What I meant by failing to set clear goals and objectives, I meant by unclear goals and objectives will also weaken a leader's team, right? So failure to set clear objectives of what needs to be done, that can lead to low quality deliverables, you know, risking employees becoming misaligned with the business goals, the disorganization. Let's not even start there. What I meant by providing ineffective feedback, you know, leadership weakness can also include not providing feedback that is constructive and helpful to an employee. So whether the feedback is for outstanding or inadequate work, a leader should be able to communicate the details of why and how the employee is excelling or potentially falling short. So yes, feedback should be quantifiable. Yes, it should be quantifiable with clear, actionable goals set for the future. That's what KK said, right? There should be some order, you know, because without it, employees will not know when they are excelling or they need to improve, and they become unmotivated. They will likely become discouraged. So as you are listening right now, how can we overcome leadership weaknesses? How do we identify the area of weakness that you feel needs improvement? And what steps do you think we need to use to address the weaknesses out there? So share your thoughts on the studio line that is on 083-288-401. Let's quickly pay the bills.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora heta tuimwe heari imwe ne heari imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora heta tu natu bali o heta tu vatatu ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
It is 12:15 on your number one talk radio station. Sally J here on the Brand Conversation as we are talking about, we are looking at leadership weaknesses and how to turn them into strengths. So what do you think about a leadership weakness? What do you think are the signs of weakness in a leader? You're more than welcome to share your experience and of course your solutions because, you know, leadership, it comes with immense responsibility. You know, it's like being a parent. It comes with so much responsibility. And so today, as we're talking about the most common weaknesses found in workplace leaders, we also need to address how you can overcome them. And it's about, like I said, turning them into strengths because not all bosses are born with the necessary qualities to be a leader, right? In fact, some are so terrible at it that their leadership skills are frequently called into question. And I'm sure you know who we are talking about, right? That manager that you're constantly trying to avoid, you know, keeping your head down, trying to avoid eye contact. And if you are a manager listening to this and you're thinking, that sounds familiar, then I'm happy to tell you that you have made the right choice to listen to the show because it's all about turning them into strengths. Eagle FM?
Yes, good day, madam.
Yes, good day. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. Just a quick one, a weakness of a leader, which I can quickly think of, which is a leader who eats alone.
A leader who eats alone.
Yeah, that is a sign of weakness.
Mm.
You agree with me or not?
No, I would like for you to elaborate more, even with an example. That would be nice.
Like what happened in Sokopond in the weekend?
Mm-hmm. The independence.
The independence celebration.
Mm.
So the leaders are eating alone and they're excluding, they're leaving behind their followers.
Okay.
That is, in my opinion, I'm sure many will agree with me, that is a sign of weakness.
So does that show, I'm trying to find the word. Does it show like the leader is separating themselves from their followers, like putting themselves above them, or what do you think?
No, it's definitely putting themselves above the other,
okay,
because they feel they are less deserving. For example, if you choose, you are going to eat luxurious foods and have drinks worth hundreds. I mean,
so basically,
basically feeling you are not equal to your followers.
Okay. Yes. Okay, yeah. So basically it's if I am doing, like I was telling the other guy, it's like if, you know, eating KFC in the taxi while nobody else is really eating, or coming to a place and, you know, I'm eating all these oranges by myself. I'm looking at everybody else not eating and I'm just okay with it. That's a sign of weakness, you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's also a sign that you don't lead.
Mm. Or that you don't care.
That you don't care about the other. You are more...
Is it like a sense of selfishness?
Yes, it's a sense of selfishness. So leaders are supposed to be less... have to be thinking about the other.
Okay.
How he can also save people. So, but if you don't think about saving people,
okay,
all you think about is yourself, then that is a sign of weakness.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, my brother. Take care. All right. So yeah, I love what he touched there, that, you know, a leader who puts themselves above, their followers or their team, it can look like a sense of arrogancy, a sense of selfishness, because like you were saying, as a leader, you're a role model for the rest of us, right? The rest of the company, the rest of the country, and your employees and your citizens are looking to you as an example of how they should behave. And therefore, if you have strong principles and you are always honest, then your team will also feel compelled to follow suit. You know, a true leader is always thinking of ways to improve their product or service and gain even greater results. You know, they're constantly coming up with new and innovative ways and ideas to progress. Weak leaders, on the other hand, they are just happy with the status quo. You know, they lack the enthusiasm to develop and to do better. And as a leader, you're responsible for your team, right? What is the saying that goes, a pupil is only as good as their teacher. Yeah, I think that's how it goes. Eagle FM, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, ma'am?
I'm okay, brother. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Are you joining us?
I'm joining the conversation. I'm
okay.
Loving it. Maybe I can just echo on what some of you already shared on the call.
Go ahead.
But I think for me, it's maybe lack of purpose as well. Because sometimes we forget why we are in certain positions.
Mm.
You know, you're there to lead. Mm. And then because maybe you've served too long in the position, you've become comfortable, that you've eaten up so much that you've become comfortable on your seat.
Mm.
And nothing seems to move on. You've become stagnant, like you said already.
Okay.
I've actually, you know, I kind of have a church background. I don't know if this is also part of it.
Yeah, I mean, all types of leaders, right? So go ahead.
Yeah, because what I've seen, if you from a church structure.
Yeah.
Sometimes what the leaders do within church in terms of building church. In our church, we have this culture where we believe or we live by, you know, we want to see people saved. So the culture is, it's a soul winning culture. Every week you want to see somebody saved.
Yes.
So that kind of keeps you accountable, because then if you go into leadership, obviously the first thing you are taught is, or you are expected to do, is give your goals. What do you want to do within the next 6 months, within the next year? And between the year, we kind of go back to see, have you met the expectations as expected? If not, then you need to be questioned. Where are you lacking? Where, what went wrong? You understand?
Okay.
That's why sometimes they say the leaders in church, there should be actually exchange to be done, where the leaders in the private world or in the business world must be taken maybe for 6 months in the church, learn something there, and the same thing as the church leader being taken out this side and go learn something so that, because we all learn, right? We all learn from one another.
Mm.
And I think that could be something that will help. Not just, no, we do our business over there. We do our business and not really share what we know, because
okay.
we can strengthen ourselves in terms of doing that exchange as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. 8 more minutes left of the brand conversation as we are talking about leadership weaknesses and how to turn them into strength. Like I said, a pupil is only as good as their teacher, you know, and some leaders have unrealistic expectations, you know, unrealistic expectations. I think a good example of this type of statement is, you know, giving a team member maybe too many tasks with short deadlines. So now you've added all this pressure. So what's going to happen? That employee will either crumble or be discouraged. Hey, maybe they'll even begin looking for employment elsewhere. So in other words, it's important that you understand the reality of the work you're delegating even, and to ensure that you also give your team a full support. The other one that I also picked up is having tunnel vision. I think I picked it up from what this brother said, that with the ever evolving trends and procedures, leaders also need to be able to change with the times, right? They say what's suitable today may not be suitable tomorrow, and you have to adapt to that. So if you are stuck in your ways and you follow the motto that what do the English people say? If it's not broken, don't fix it. You'll soon find yourself in your own simply because you didn't evolve your strategy. And yes, being a leader comes with its fair share of challenges. And while the going might not always be easy, the good news is that you can still strive to do better. And as long as you are willing to identify your downfalls, improve and grow from your mistakes, you'll be able to create new solutions, right? Be more positive and, of course, drive the company to new successes, because none of us are perfect, leaders included, right? And being promoted to management, for example, it doesn't come with a free pass to skip ahead of, ahead years of therapy or self-reflection. You know, recognizing these leadership flaws today isn't a negative thing. It's about us creating a roadmap for where to start to build our skills in leadership. So now knowing what you want to improve, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that today you think about the situations that regularly pop up in your job and where you could practice these skills. For example, if you want to work on trusting your team, start communicating more openly, you know. Communicate not only the company's goals, but communicate why they matter and how each person on your team can help contribute to them. Or delegate some responsibility, you know. Like, are you still handling key client meetings because you're worried that your staff can't do it better than you? This is where you need to learn to maybe give up some control, as hard as it may be, and trusting your team to take care of it. Because bit by bit, these things will get easier. You know, bit by bit, you will turn your weaknesses into strengths. So yes, common weaknesses in leaders, it can weigh in on a business, right? But the good news about leadership skills and emotional intelligence is that you're never done. You know, you can always improve your skills even if you are an excellent leader already. Because like I said, no one is perfect. No one is perfect. And this is along with death and taxes that are probably among some of the few absolute statements that we can make in Namibian life today. There are so many articles that I've written on leadership along with the strengths and weaknesses, you know, associated with greatness. So this is very important for us to talk about. If you are someone that is very skilled in leadership skills, please send us a message on 1040. We would love to have more locals out there that, you know, find pride in teaching people about leadership skills so that we can become better. And this is a message to any type of leader that is out there, that it's all about becoming better. Whether you are a church leader, whether you are a political leader, whether you are a leader in your business, an entrepreneur, a manager, this topic is for you. Because yes, while we are all truly unique in our own individual ways, you know, having worked with, and I'm sure for many of us that have met executives over, you know, these few decades, there are some common mistakes that we have seen many leaders make, and it is limiting their ceiling, the ceiling of their greatness. So this conversation is meant to address that leaders can work on to improve themselves and make your organization stronger. Simply because you are in a leadership position, it does not mean that you are a leader. Because the mistake I see many leaders is not challenging themselves to think about what makes them effective leaders and what they could do to be more effective. You know, authority is required based on hierarchy, yes, but meaningful respect is earned. You know, and at the end of the day, no leader gets it right 100% of the time. But the trick is to do the best you can to develop a greater awareness, to learn techniques to mitigate poor decisions, and also improve your decision and problem-solving skills. So I hope that today you've been able to find some value out of it. Let's take this final call. Eagle FM?
Yes, sis, how are you?
I'm okay, brother. How are you doing?
No, I'm good.
Good.
I just want to congratulate the program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the program is very, very nice. It's educating us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it educates us. We also thank for Mr. Jonah Warenga, because this is not all about politics, but it's all about the theory, to know That's what true. We never know before.
That's true.
Yeah, really, we are in the, it's like we are in the school now, because we might be mature one of the good days.
Yes, very, very yeah, true. No, I appreciate it, and I'm very happy that at least we added some value to your life today. Maybe when you go out there and you start your own business, at least you'll have some tips to start off with.
Definitely. We appreciate you, too. We appreciate you, too.
Thank you so much, my brother. Take care, please.
Thank you, all the team.
All right. All right, it's time for me to say my see you laters and make way for the rest of the team. I want to thank you all so much for contributing to this topic. I want to thank everybody that was able to identify weaknesses, but also at the same time, you know, bring your techniques and your tips for us to become better. At the end of the day, like I said, no one is perfect. If we were, then nobody would be here. Nobody would be talking about leadership skills. We probably wouldn't even be on radio, because we would all be perfectly rich people. But at the end of the day, we have to grow from somewhere. And I hope that today's tips was able to do that for you. Time for me to hand over to On The Radar, giving you your latest news updates. And then I will see you much later, much, much, much later. That is at 11 o'clock on Off The Hook. Yo, we had quite a tough conversation last night about casual sex. A lot of you are like, Sally, you just like talking about sex. But we continue tonight as well, as we are going to be talking about the importance of sex education, especially for our young ones at school. So, parents, if you're out there, the conversation is going to be for you, to prepare you to have these conversations and not run away from them. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Karaimba mbe hinaraka tuhanasa na chine ne omohungi wenyando omaihameno oruhode no maunjiro na wina kukara no mapulo wabana ni wetu yoshiwana na wina kobe okuhungira ohunga no mamu ino woye kukusha orati yinji o ikele efema ika onje kumurungu no mekulisiro yoshiwana matu hepa oru ya metoroye moshimbesho vina vivali na imbi hedi ombili harukwao shimwe oma ongore wadombude no njibisiro Na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu yoye yodorande aethere no iwaeleta, on blue waeleta po isi waeleta, konomu alanji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miyaro kona nombo nanjiru kwao. Onora, ohambonda tu oimwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oime. Oyimwe, odo inembali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop ota ko Ikel Media House. Kumbanga njyo kamuti FNB. Ombranch ko utenji, ombali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oyimwe, ohambo mbali, ombali, moshomise. Miyaruka no branch ko utanjo, ombali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oyimwe, ohambo mbali, ombali, moshomise. Wakao namba kumuhitiza shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, olo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, olo imwe mbali, olo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ono mara mwomo hitisa oshimariwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, olo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, olo imwe mbali, olo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ungulisa oemeila, po ono mara yoye, osho orifrenza yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ulio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahi tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahi tatu natu, mbali o hetatu batatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
Or social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakati korubede roude undi, ora tienji o Eagle FM ayalida era karayimba mbehina raka. Tuahanasana chine ne omohungi wenyando, omayihameno, oruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapulilo wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe okuhungira ohunga no mamu ino woye. Kwa kusha orati yunjio Ikele FM ika onje kumbulungu no mekulisi no woshiwana. Matu hepa oru ya meto roye moshimbesho wina vivali na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombuze no njibisiro na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu roye yodoranda efere no iwa eleta. On blue waleta, po isi waleta, konomu waranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, olonora mbali, oine, oimwe, oloine mbali. Miyaro kona nombo naranji lukwao, onora, ohambonda to oimwe, ombali, olonora mbali, oime, oimwe, oloine mbali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop order ko Eagle Media House. Ombanga njio kamu TFNB, ombranch kwa utenji, ombali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oimwe, ohambo mbali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Miyarka na ombranch kwa utanjo, ombali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oimwe, ohambo mbali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Wakao nomba kumu hitiza shimaliwa oyonji, ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo onora ndatu, oine, ondatu. Ono mara mwema hivisa.